I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Getting through high school and graduating can be hard, but it's even harder for kids from low-income immigrant families. Often they're asked to earn money to support the family or take care of sick relatives, and that means their schoolwork can suffer. But KUT's Kate McGee shares the story of one second-generation student in Austin, Texas, who is on track to graduate despite the odds.
Seventh grade was a pivotal year for Violet Jimenez. It's when she started her first job working as a clown.
I did birthday parties for little kids and weddings. And, you know, one of the jokes we always had is we do birthday parties, we do weddings, we do quinceañeras, we do divorces, we do funerals.
It was also the year she started playing the viola. Violet, now 17 and a senior, loves playing music. It's why she commutes 40 minutes into Austin every day to attend the public school district's Fine Arts Academy. She's in the school's orchestra and starts her morning at rehearsal. Statistically, the chances that students like Violet finish high school and go to college are low. Her parents are undocumented and divorced. They didn't graduate high school in Mexico. Violet grew up poor with an unstable home life and a negligent father who had custody of her and her sister.
When I first started like doing orchestra or, you know, things like that, my dad always be like, oh, you're probably going to end up quitting eventually. So that's always been the mentality in my family. And so it's really hard to want to, you know, try to be successful.
Growing up, Violet says she and her sister were often left home alone. She eventually started working so she could pay for her own food and clothes. She says this is what she told her parents.
If you're not going to take care of me, then I'm going to take care of myself.
Throughout high school, Violet has balanced schoolwork with practicing the viola and multiple jobs. She says her junior year was the toughest when she helped her mom clean businesses while also working at a fast food restaurant.
You know, I'd cry at night because it get to the point where it's so stressful. And dropping out has crossed my mind. But, you know, I mean, obviously you're not thinking straight when you're thinking that, because what are you going to do when you drop out? Work at Burger King? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's not the kind of life I want.
But not all high school students realize they should stay in school. And realizing that is tougher if you have foreign-born parents in the U.S., when chances are 8% that you'll drop out of high school, according to the nonprofit Child Trends. For Violet, having a support system has helped, and she found one at Breakthrough Austin, a nonprofit. It works with first-generation college students for 12 years, from sixth grade on up through college. While teachers, counselors, and schools can change every year, Breakthrough is different because of that consistent guidance.
We can meet with a student and just know them for a length of time. The duration of the program, I think that makes it really special.
That's Sakia Kareem, Violet's counselor at Breakthrough. Last year, the program served more than 1,000 students in the Austin area. Violet applied to the program through her middle school. Ever since, she's had a Breakthrough counselor check on her weekly. Breakthrough also offers counseling and summer academic courses and helps families with college applications and financial aid paperwork. But when you're dealing with more than 1,000 students and counting who are working or taking care of their family on top of school, it can be challenging to keep students focused.
But I think it is hard when you're having a conversation with a student about planning for the future when right now they're living in the day and their reality is, I've got to have this job because I've got to, you know, pay for this thing that's really important for me to have right now.
Zakiya has worked with Violet for several years now.
I met her when she was in middle school, so I kind of got to know her a little bit. And so because of that, there's several people who know her really well. And so we can all advocate for her. We can all check in with her. It's nice to have adults who know you.
She's helped Violet through some tricky school transfers when her home life got rocky and made sure Violet stuck with the school that offers the orchestra she loves.
You need that motivation sometimes. And at least for me, you know, like, my parents don't do that. They don't do that at home. I have to do it myself. And sometimes when you're doing everything on your own, you don't want to keep trying. Breakthrough is like my second pair of parents because they're there to tell me that if I'm messing up, I'm messing up. If I need to get better, I need to get better. But if I'm doing great, they'll tell me too.
For Violet, the encouragement helps. She still works 3 nights a week, cleaning businesses with her mom, changing trash cans, scrubbing toilets. But she doesn't live with her dad anymore, and she doesn't work at the fast food restaurant. That's one less job for now. But Violet still needs to save money for private viola lessons, new strings, and her next challenge, paying for college. For The World, Kate McGee, Austin, Texas.
Kate's report is part of our ongoing look at the lives of immigrant students in the U.S. You can see all of those stories at PRI.org/droppingin.